Nick wanted to hear too.
That in the maturing of the saints, scripture says he first gave us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, but the very first thing he gave us was apostles. You know, apostle tells you something you really might not want to hear, your flesh might not want to hear, but it's maturing. And thank God for Brother Thurston.
Amen.
You know what, have you ever been over to his house? If he's not inside his house and he comes out to meet you, if he's in his workshop, you know what he's always listening to? The Word. He's got it on audio all the time. Every time I go over and he's outside in his shop, he's got the Word going. He bathes himself because it's engrafted in him. It ain't being, it's in him. And that's a goal. It's true.
Come the Word.
It's true.
Praise God. That's good, huh?
That is. You're exactly correct. I love that, man.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, what I've been through this morning before all this,
have got to be able to perfect this thing. That's what God... The fivefold ministry is a gift God gave. And sometimes we don't look at them as a gift. But they are a gift to the people of God. We want to pick and choose. Well, I'll take a pastor, but I don't want an apostle, you know. The apostles all died out with the 12. But when God gave it, and he said he gave it a gift until we all come into the unity of it. And we hadn't done that yet.
No, we hadn't.
So there's still a gift.
And we're still being perfected, too. The work of the ministry is still going on, too. So that kind of shoots that in the foot. No, that's kind of slang. I don't know if I should say that. You know, when people tell you the apostles are done away with, well, I'm perfect then in the flesh.
Miracles.
We're in that unity of the faith then, like we're supposed to.
It's because they don't realize it's going around. They don't actually see it. But like we say all the time, the whole church is, all of it's happening.
If you're in a dead church,
we're one church.
You won't make it, you smile smarter?
No.
You're right.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
If you're in a dead church, you don't see healings and all that. He's not today.
Did we have an orange juice can? We
got one. Oh, Charles got him one special.
Yeah, bring the box with the can into that little box. That red box.
The first one.
Oh, my gosh, I'll be, what did you see?
Yeah, don't worry. It looks good. Thank you, glazed. Just get me a glazed one, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
She's telling about hair.
Where was you hearing her from? Which program?
Oh, Sid Raw.
Sid Raw.
She's telling about as a 7-year-old child, she was in a Catholic church. And during that church service, the Lord appeared to her in the church service. She wasn't born again. Years later, she had a sick and happy. She got born again. And
she's
amazing,
though.
She's
got all goody, goody kinds.
Have you seen the guy that was a former airline stewardess? He retired, you know, a few years ago, and he's out evangelizing. Who died on, he was having a wisdom tooth pulled, and he died on, you know, while they were doing it. Went to heaven and everything and came back. Man, you need to hear this guy. He's right. And you know what's really wild? It don't matter who they are in the world from all the way back. I got a book this thick, 3 inches thick on revivals. Everybody's ever gone to heaven says the same things that she's saying. Don't matter what kind of language they speak, how old they are, nothing, they all say the same things.
And so did Ed Frame. I've been listening to him on his trip to heaven.
Are y'all cold?
Yes,
cold.
But I have got my coat on, so I can put mine on.
This is a cold floor.
Do you want the vanilla?
These over here.
I done already made mine and drunk.
Okay.
mine. Yeah, I went to the refrigerator, got it. Put it back, get your own. I didn't bring it home.
Lots of people there. A lot of people that bring you.
Y'all there warming up some donuts? All right, you're gonna be good, Apostle.
Made us some gins and even some hot chocolate in here.
Little Jim said, first time he was a youth pastor, took him to Edgewater. He said he just got a little, because they just got the Bibles out 21 years ago. Jacob was 33, by the way.
He said,
have you ever seen Edgewater? It's big. And anyway, you kind of stay
I know, you wanted to grow hair on your
Jacob. And Little Jim said one time, like, at that time, they all went to a lot of concerts. Some of the youth had a lot of musicians that played the Lord. They would come and said he looked around and Jacob was for diving. He got boxes out and set it on fire. And they had a fire. See, I didn't know that about him. He was just my neighbor for years. He was always, to me, quiet, gentle, studious, very smart, very respectful. I didn't know that side of him.
He was a small kid, I remember.
Oh, yes. But anyway, Chelsea is too. But they had a good relationship. He was home. Jim was telling, I don't do Facebook, so I didn't know. But anyway, he had, not before, kind of overdosed.
Hot chocolate.
He took it in the hospital.
No,
it
was
good.